Well, praise God, and welcome to Eve's Corner. Eve's Corner is a show of encouragement, empowerment, and enlightenment, and I definitely do thank you all for joining on today, and a special thank you to my faithful listeners, those who listen every time the show is on, you know, even to the podcast, and, you know, those who are consistently supporting and sending encouraging words and things of that nature. I definitely do appreciate you. Well, today's show is I Declare Words Have Power, and you are my special guest. Now, I know for those of you who listen on a regular basis, you are accustomed to me having other people on to feature as my guest, but this time I wanted to feature you. I want to hear from all of you. I would like for you to call in and give your testimonies or talk about how this show has encouraged you. Or even if you have questions, you know, call in to ask your questions. If you have a praise report, call in to do so. So that number to call in and chat with me is 888-627-6008. Again, call me at 888-627-6008. So again, today's show is I Declare Words Have Power, which is based on Joel Osteen's book. He has a book that lists 31 promises of things that you can declare over your life. But of course, you know, you can make your own declarations. So first, let us pray, and then we'll go into the Word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now, God, for our many blessings. God, we thank you for watching over us, and God, we thank you for keeping us. Thank you for our life, our health, and our strength, God. God, I pray now that you just come in and bless on this afternoon, God. Bless each of us individually, and then, God, bless us collectively. You know the needs of your people, God. Encourage those who may be discouraged on this morning, God. Lift up bow down heads, Lord. Heal the sick, God. Deliver those that need to be set free. And, God, we pray that you just let your word flow on today, oh, God. I thank you for your anointing. Those who listen on a regular basis, God, just bless them in a special way, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we ask all these blessings and we thank you in advance. Amen. So today, the scripture, if you have your Bibles, will be coming from Proverbs 18 and 21. And I'll give you a moment to go ahead and look for that. The topic, I declare, I first want to ensure that everybody understands what that means, because sometimes, you know, we as church folk use words or we say things and everybody doesn't necessarily know what it means. So I want to be sure that everybody's tracking this morning. The word declare means to say something in an official or a public way. It also means to say something in a strong and confident way. Now, my favorite definition is to state one's position in controversy. And we know that as saints of God, sometimes we have controversy. Sometimes we go through things. Sometimes we face some obstacles and we have some issues. And, you know, these are the times to declare or speak the word of God strongly and confidently, not speaking what you see facing you, not speaking what you can see with your natural eyes, but speaking the word of God, declaring and decreeing the word of God, especially when you're under attack. Now, someone might say, okay, well, what does it mean to decree? A decree is an order, a command, or a rule. It means to dictate. Webster's defines decree as an official order given by a person with power. Now, I thank God for that definition, and I'll tell you why. First of all, you have to know that you are the person with power. You have to know that you are the person with the authority. Nobody else can speak into your life like you can. You are in control of that. And especially when other people may come and try to say negative things or speak negative things over you, even if it's a parent or a relative, because we know that sometimes there are those people who may say, oh, bad grammar, but you ain't nothing. You ain't never been nothing. You ain't never gonna be nothing, you know, and these are things that we can combat simply with the word of God. You have to know who you are in God. You have to know what it means to be able to declare and decree a thing concerning your life, concerning your children, or concerning your spouse. Whatever your situation may be, you have to know that you have the power and the authority to declare and decree what God says about you, what God's word says about you, and what you want that thing to be. You have that power. So make sure that your declarations and your decrees are according to the word of God, not according to what you see. So now if you're ready with Proverbs 18 and 21, now I'm going to be coming from the Amplified version, but you can read it from whatever version you have. So at the beginning, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it and indulge in it will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words. Now, I especially like the Amplified version of this because that latter part brings me excitement. It says that you will bear the consequences of your words because there is death and life in what we say. Now, think about that. Do you really want to bear negative consequences? Most of us don't. So if you want to bear positive consequences, then you need to be saying positive things. You need to be speaking what thus saith the Lord about you and your life. You need to be aware of what God says about your life. So just remember, you can call in at any time to comment on the show or again to talk about your personal experience with declaring and decreeing the word of God and how you may have had to combat some things in your life. Let's talk about your testimonies and how God has blessed you in that area. That number again is 888-627-6008. So now knowing that death and life are in the power of the tongue, what is your confession? What are you saying about your own life? What are you saying about your health? What are you saying about your job or the people on your job? What do you say about your spouse? Do you tell your children that they're bad? Do you tell your children that they're hard-headed? Do you walk around saying, oh, y'all don't never listen? What do you say about your finances? Do you walk around all the time saying, oh, I sure am broke? Or do you say, I'm blessed? God is multiplying me. God is meeting my needs. What do you say? We need to ensure that the words that we speak are in the direction of what we want our lives to be and where we want our lives to go. Do we really want to bear negative consequences? No, we don't. So knowing that the word of God lets us know that there is death and there is life, you can kill a situation. You can kill a circumstance with your words. Or you can speak life into it and watch it grow, watch it flourish. You can speak over your children. You know, I've told this story several times, but when my children were small, we made it a point to make a confession over them every day as they were going out the door. We made it a point with one of my children who said that she wanted to be an attorney to make sure that we got her there, to make sure that we set her in that direction and set her along that path, because we said, you can be an attorney. And as she got older and started going to school, you will be an attorney. And when things get hard, she remembers, I am going to be an attorney. With my youngest son, some of you know, we call him Dr. Campbell because that's who he is. That's who he's believing God he's going to be. So therefore, that's who we believe God he's going to be. So we're pointing him in that direction, not just in our deeds, but with our words. We would never say, oh, no, you can't make it, or oh, no, you can't do that. But our confession is what the word of God says. He can do all things through Christ that strengthens him. And that's what we have to believe and remember about our children, especially because sometimes they may be doing some other things that don't manifest that promise that God gave us concerning their lives. But because of that, we have to remember to speak the word, not just for us, not just to put them out there because there is power in what we say, but also to remind them. Oh, no, young brother, you're going to be a doctor. You will not be distracted in Jesus' name. You will not get off track in Jesus' name. You're going to be an attorney. And for some of our children, whether they want to be a teacher, whether they want to be a fireman, whatever it is that they want to be, we have to remember, oh, no, you can be a singer. Oh, no, you can be a pastor. You can be a preacher. Whatever it is that they're planning on doing, we have to remember as parents to not just send them to school, but we need to say it. We need to confess it. We don't need to just talk about how much money we're spending on sending them to college. Because I know sometimes, you know, when you're writing that check every month, that's what's at the forefront of your mind. But that should not be your confession. It should not be what you say about them. So again, remember that you can call in 888-627-6008 so we can talk about this. Make it your business to declare and to decree the blessings of God. You have to know the word, though, in order to speak it. So that means that you need to find out what the word is saying about you, what the word is saying about your current situation. And if you don't know about your situation, then search the scriptures and find out. Find out for yourself. Don't go by what everybody else is saying. Don't go by what you hear. Somebody else might be paraphrasing, but you need to know the specific word for your circumstance and for your situation. And until you know it, it's okay to write them down. Do some biblical research. We research everything else. We're all on Facebook researching what somebody else said and did and looking at their pictures and where they're going and who they're with. We research in that way. We research when we're being nosy. But we have to remember also to research the word of God. So as you're researching the scripture and you find scriptures that apply to your situation, whether it's something to do with healing, whether it's something to do with deliverance, whether it's something to do with marriage, go in and research the scriptures so that you can apply that word in your prayer time. If you have to put little sticky notes on all your mirrors or on all your pictures or put them in your kitchen while you're cooking or on the refrigerator, somewhere where you'll see them, and be sure that you confess and speak and declare and decree what God's word says about your situation. After a while, you'll realize that you've memorized it and you can wake up in the morning and say, I am blessed of the Lord and highly favored. I am not to tell. I am above only and not beneath. I am royalty. I am a child of God. I have the favor of God on my life. I have the favor of God in my finances. We have to remember to say what the word of God says. So again, until you remember it, write it down, put it in front of you so that you can go back to it and reflect and refer to it as you need to, and then make it a continuous thing. Don't just say it today and then you don't remember again until next month. Write it down so you can see it and have it in front of you every day, several times a day, especially when the enemy tries to bring to your mind the negative things. Bills are due, they're all stacked up. And instead of you saying, I am favored by God, all of my needs are met, I'm a tither, God is taking care of me, God is supplying all of my needs. And we're looking at this stack of bills saying, I don't know how I'm gonna pay those. I don't know what I'm gonna do with those. No, child of God, you need to remember, especially in the time of controversy, especially when you're facing that issue, especially when somebody comes along and says something contrary to what it is that you're believing God for, that's the time to apply that word. That's the time to stand boldly on that word. So just write them down. Know what God says about you. Now, this is important to know because we know that God's word will not return unto him void. That's scripture. But what it will do is accomplish that which he sent it out to do. Now, in saying that, that's from Isaiah 55 and 11. In the Amplified version, the Bible says the word won't return void. It won't return useless, and it will not return without result. So whatever it is that God said, if you know that and you believe that his word will not return to you void, his word will not return to him useless, it's going to accomplish what he sent it out to do, then that's good news. That's enough to stand up and shout on just right there all by yourself. Nobody else even has to agree, because when you know what God's word says about you and you know that it's going to accomplish what he said it will do in your life, then that means all you have to do is align yourself, align your speech, align your goals, align your plans with the word of God. Now, sometimes our plans are not his plans, but that's why scripture says in Isaiah 55 and 8, that our ways are not his ways. Our thoughts are not his thoughts. But if you find out what his word says about you, you'll find really quickly that he wants even more for you than you want for yourself. He's got plans for you bigger than the ones that you think that you have. So you have to know and be aware, though, what he wants for you. And because of that, then you'll be able to walk around more confidently. So what does God's word say about us? If you'll go to Ephesians 2 and 7, Paul said that we will see the unlimited, immeasurable, surpassing greatness of God's favor. That's the Amplified version. Can you imagine unlimited, immeasurable, surpassing greatness of God's favor? And I need y'all to know, I believe Bishop Jakes preached a message some years ago. Favor ain't fair sometimes. If you have God's favor, it might not mean that you have the highest degree. If you have God's favor, it might not mean that you have the most experience to get the job. But if you have God's favor, the word of God lets us know it's unlimited. It's immeasurable. It surpasses the greatness that you think that you're going to have. Unlimited means that you need to take the limits off of what God wants to do in your life. Immeasurable means that it's too large, it's too extensive, it's too incalculable, it's innumerable. Just thinking about the favor of God, that's a whole lot of favor. If you can't even count it, you can't measure it. So we're not talking about the few dollars that you might have in your wallet right now, but we're talking about the blessings of God where he has supplied all of your needs and you don't even have to think about a bill. Praise God. So that means it's beyond, oh, I'm okay. Now, people that know me know if I ask you how you're doing and you say, oh, I'm just okay, I'm going to ask you, you're just okay? Now, sometimes, you know, that means that, yes, something is wrong and I want you to ask. And sometimes I'm just okay means that's just really what they think. That's just really how they feel. But we have to get past that, saints of God. We have to get past, I'm just okay. I'm all right. And no, I don't want you to be phony. But I do want you to know that you are blessed of the Lord and highly favored. I do want you to know that even though you don't see all of your circumstances the way that they're going to be right now manifested in the natural realm, you need to know what God's word says about you. And you need to have an expectation. Expect to see the favor of God like you've never seen it before. You don't have to walk around with your head down, but you can have an expectancy of God. Now, I didn't say an expectancy of people, because people will let us down sometimes. They do. They're human. It's what we do. You've let somebody down too. Now think about that. You've disappointed somebody too. Think about that. But I said, expect to see the favor of God in your life like you have never seen it before. Why not shoot for the stars? Why not shoot for the best job, not just a job? Why not? Live your dreams. Why can't you have that house? Why can't you have that car? Stop talking about, oh, it's too late for me, or I'm too old for that. You know, I see people 30 years old talking about, I don't know if I'm ever going to get married. 40 years old, I don't know if anybody want me. And Lord, please don't let a woman be 50. She just know it's over in her mind. The shop is closed. The kitchen is closed. That's it. That's the end all be all. First of all, everybody's not called to be married. But you would have to know that. Some people are called to just attend to the things of God. Because when you are married, there is a different requirement on your life. Sometimes, though, you just have to be faithful and wait on God's timing. Wait on that right person. Because truly, you don't want to have to go through divorce and have to deal with the pain of healing and recovering from all of that. But if you just wait on God to send Boaz, don't be depressed about it. Just know that he's coming. Know that what you're looking for is looking for you. Understand that. So change your expectancy. Don't focus on what you don't have. Focus on what God's word says concerning you. We have to have the faith to speak the word of God, because that's what elevates us past what we see. It'll elevate you past the numbers in your checkbook. See, you're still adding and subtracting, but what God wants to do is multiply you. He wants to multiply you. He wants to bless you. So now when you pay your tithes and you give your offering, speak the word over them. Malachi 3:10 says that you bring all the tithes into the storehouse so that there is meat in God's house. But then the latter part of that scripture says, then test him to see. God said to test him to see if he won't open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. He ain't gonna just hand you one or two. That would be all right. But see, we serve a God who's bigger than that. So God is gonna pour out a blessing that's so great and so huge and immeasurable and innumerable and unlimited that you won't even have room enough to receive it. I see we have a call. A caller on line one. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, tell us who you are, caller.
This is Gladys Dotson.
Hi, Dr. Dotson. You all remember Dr. Dotson has been a guest on the show. Praise God. Thank you for calling in, Dr. Dotson. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Wonderful, wonderful. You have a comment for the show?
Well, I do, and I'm really enjoying hearing you just elaborate on this word. You almost didn't need a caller, but I'm so grateful to always be able to call in, and I'm really being blessed by the word that you're ministering today. But just to add just a couple of words, I set myself totally in agreement with what you are speaking today about having what to say. And it is most definitely, we have the attributes of God, and he has given us his grace, his mercy. He's extending his love toward us. So he has given us the power and authority. And I think I heard you mention that earlier, to speak what he says for us to speak. We speak his word concerning the situation and not any situation, not just what it appears to be or what it looks like. And and in Mark, and you may have mentioned already, says, I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain.
I hadn't gotten that one, but you go ahead, Dr. Dotson, yes.
Okay. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed. That's any kind of mountain, any type of objectivity, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall now doubt in his heart. And that's what we have to remember as Christians. Don't doubt it. Just don't doubt it. He said, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, I say unto you, this is verse 24, he says, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. That just goes right back to what you have just, what you're speaking. And he says, let's don't ever forget. Let's don't doubt it. And then he says, if you got anything in your heart or any unforgiveness in your heart against anybody, just go on and forgive them. Just go on and release them. And release yourself. So that's really what I wanted to share with you today.
Amen. Thank you so much for calling in. We definitely appreciate you calling in, Dr. Dotson. So for any of our listeners, that number again is 888-627-6008. Dr. Dotson, don't go anywhere, because actually you just went into my next point. So my next point was that we always need to make declarations about the faithfulness of God, because God is faithful. He will do just what he said that he will do. And so, because of that, as you said, we can make those declarations and believe them, because he has not failed. And some people say, oh, he's never failed me yet. No, God cannot fail. So he will not fail us. He will do just what he said he would do. We just have to believe it. So I appreciate your call in today, Dr. Dotson. Thank you so much.
Amen.
So now for my listeners, we have to remind ourselves of just how faithful that God is, because of who he is and because of what he's already said that he's going to do. We don't have to be in fear. We don't have to worry, and we don't have to doubt. Isn't that right, Dr. Dotson? As we are trusting God and we're believing God, the Bible says in Proverbs 5:6, trust in the Lord with all our hearts and don't lean into your own understanding. Don't lean into what you think you see. Don't lean into what you think you already know. But what you lean unto is acknowledging God in all of your ways. I don't care what the situation is or what the circumstance is, but you acknowledge God in all your ways, and he will direct your path. Now, think about that for a moment. All I have to do is trust God. I have to know that he won't fail. I have to know that I can birth every promise that God has put in my heart. That's something serious, because God has made promises to us, but we have to receive them. As Dr. Dotson said from the book of Mark, we have to believe it. We have to believe that God will remove that mountain for us. We speak into the mountain, but we need to believe in our hearts that God will move it for us. And it's the same thing with the promises of God. We have to know and believe that he's going to do just what he said he'll do. You have to know that you will become everything that God has created you to be. But make that your confession. Don't just know it. Let that be what you speak. Let that be how you walk it out every day. Let that show in how you talk. You shouldn't be walking around saying, well, yeah, you know, I'm trying to go to college right now and I'm trying to make it. You know, older people back in the day, a lot of times be like, well, I'll do all right. You know, but we have to let our confessions be according to what we know that the word of God says about us. So just because you don't see it happening right now, it doesn't mean that God is not working. You need to come away from looking with your natural eyes. Everybody knows what the scripture says in Hebrews 11 and 1 about faith. But we forget the beginning of that scripture is not the word faith, but that first word is now. Now faith is what you don't see. Faith is comprised of what your hopes are. It's comprised of the things that you can't see manifested right now. It's not manifested in the natural realm, so you have to see it through faith and by faith. When you know that God has shown you something, then you don't dwell on what happened in your past or who didn't treat you right. You don't get stuck on who said this negative thing to you or who didn't do whatever they were supposed to do by you. You don't get stuck there. You may have already gone through something. But this causes us to become negative if we don't stop talking about it, if we don't stop dwelling on it. You know, I hear a lot of people say all the time, well, my father wasn't there for me or my mother wasn't there for me. You're stuck. Come away from that place. Don't dwell there. That'll cause you to start feeling like it won't happen for you. If you continue to rehearse in your mind and rehearse in your verbiage all the negative things, you need to be talking about the good things. You need to be talking about what God is doing. You need to be talking about what you do have. You need to remember when the enemy brings those thoughts back to your mind that the devil is a liar. And he will put all kinds of thoughts in your head if you allow it. But you need to bring yourself back from that place and not be stuck, but move forward. And you can't get anywhere if you're holding on to your past. You can't get anywhere if you're holding on to what they did to you and what they said to you. Even on your job every day, you have to remember to shake it off, because if not, you won't go to work. You'll be sitting in your car like, I can't do this today. And for some of you, you might like work more than you like home. Some of you may sit in your garage when you come home like, I cannot deal with these kids. I cannot deal with that man. I cannot deal with this woman. But change your verbiage. Stop being stuck on what they did. Pray for them. Change your confession. And sometimes it does take longer than we're expecting. But it doesn't mean that God has run out of options. All you have to do is wait on the Lord. And be of good courage, as the scripture says in Psalms 27 and 14. Just wait on God. Be encouraged. Hold your head up. No, you don't have it right now. But according to the word of God, you will. Don't let your mind and your emotions take control of you. God specializes in what seems impossible. He specializes in the impossible. Think about it. God sent Moses to help the children of Israel escape. So here you are. The Israelites have finally gotten out. Pharaoh has finally let them go. Of course, with some prompting from God. But now they're standing in front of a sea. You got a sea in front of you. All these people. And you've been given a word that God says that you're going to a promised land. But it's a sea in front of you. Now, some of them are probably thinking, oh, Lord, we're going to drown. Oh, we're going to have to go back. Oh, they're going to come and get us. Because now, remember now, the enemy was behind them. The enemy was chasing them. So you got an enemy on your back. You got a whole bunch of people in the same situation that you are. And in front of you is a whole sea. But guess what? Because God specializes in the impossible, God still made a way for them. He parted that sea. And then he didn't just part the sea, But he caused them to go across on dry ground. They didn't even have to go across slipping and sliding and trying to get on through and trampling over each other. No, God does things in order. He does it right. I told you, he does it better than we even think or imagine that he is going to do when we just trust him. So it doesn't matter what your C is. It doesn't matter what the thing is that in your mind you're thinking, oh, this is definitely going to drown me. This is definitely going to overtake me. This is going to swallow me up. I know I can't get through that. No, you have to know that God will part your sea. God will move mountains. God will make a way. God will do whatever he needs to do to take care of you because you are his child. And I thank him for that. I see that we have another caller on line one. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, man, who do we have on the line today?
Yes, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Wonderful. Did you call in with a comment?
Yes.
Hey, man, go right ahead.
I'm very encouraged of the inspirational message that you're giving today. Dr. Dotson, I believe, called in with some very encouraging word of how, you know, God is, his word is fruitful to our lives.
Yes.
His word is true. He's faithful.
Yes.
And, you know, our circumstances should not dictate or define who we are. God's word defines who we are. We are children of God. And
absolutely,
we must stand on what he has told us.
Mm-hmm. That is
so
absolutely
what
right.
What have been discussed today between yourself, Dr. Dotson, and it's very encouraging and inspiring.
Amen. Thank you so much.
We will get bogged down by our circumstances and let that overwhelm us. But going back to your word, God has spoken it, and we must believe it. Thank you so much for how you have encouraged us today.
Amen. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate that, Kathy. And for our other listeners, again, she is right on point. We just have to believe it. Thank you to Dr. Dotson, and thank you, Kathy, for calling in. And for our other listeners, you may call in as well. Again, that number is 888-627-6008. I want to hear your comments. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your testimonies. I want to hear the good reports. I thank God for all of you, so I definitely want to hear from you. And remember that we have to know, as with the Israelites, that God did not bring you this far. God did not bring you out of that situation. God did not allow you to go through all of that to let you drown. Even if he has to make a new path for you, he'll open up a sea. He'll do whatever he has to do. God will open up doors. God will open up new relationships. God will put you in front of the right people, at the right place, at the right time. And you won't have to struggle. He's already made a way for you. All you have to do is make that your confession. Walk in it. Believe it. Trust God. Because as our caller, Kathy, just said, God is faithful. He's faithful to his word. All of the promises of God are yes and amen. So this means that if you'll do your part and trust him, even when you can't trace him, trust God when you don't know what direction he's taking you in and what he's doing. But God, I trust you so much, I'm going with you. Whatever you say, do, Lord, I'll do it. Wherever you say, God, I'll go. Whatever it is that he wants from you, then just do it. Even when you don't know what the outcome will be, or you don't know the details of the process, because that's normally what it is with us. We just don't know all the details in the middle. He's showing us the end. Here we are at the beginning, and in the middle, we're thinking, now, how am I going to do this? And some of us do, and we'll say it out loud. Lord, I don't know what you're doing in my life right now, but God, I trust you. And that's what's important. You have to believe God even when it seems impossible. Believe God even when you have that huge sea or mountain. And don't let other people talk you out of your blessings. And see, that's the mistake that we sometimes make. We do like Joseph, and we're excited about what God is saying, so we want to tell somebody. But see, you can't tell everybody what it is that God is doing. Sometimes that provokes people to jealousy and envy. And then they're sitting up mad at you, and they're walking around behind you talking. Oh, you ain't gonna get that job. Oh, you're not gonna be able to marry that person. Oh, why would that person want you? Why would he take you for his wife? Why would she want you for her husband? she's got this or he's got that. No, you have to remember what the word of God says. You have to remember what God has shown you. You have to remember where it is that you're supposed to be at the finish line. Don't worry about the race itself. Just focus on getting to the finish line, and he'll give you the grace and the strength that you need to get there. The Bible says in due season, you will reap if you faint not. So don't give up. Hold on until your change comes. God will bring it to pass. All you have to do is hold on. Even if it doesn't happen in your timetable, know that it will happen just because God is faithful and his word won't return unto him void. He will not let you down. People might let you down. People might not support you, but God is not going to leave you without support. He will come to see about his children. You don't have to be afraid, but you can be confident in who God is and what he's already done for you. Some of us, if you could just think back, you know, you might be dealing with a head cold or something right now, but think back to the illness that God already healed you from long ago. I have callers who God has healed from cancer and all kinds of illnesses. And now sometimes we get a headache and we're like, Lord, my head hurts so bad. Come on now. You already know what God has done. You already know he's the healer because he's healed you. You already know he's a deliverer because he's delivered you. Just stop and think back. But know that he will not let you down. Hebrews 13:6 says, the Lord is my helper. What can man do to me? So you don't have to be afraid. Now let that sink in for a minute. You can have some help on some things, but the Lord is your helper. That means you don't even have to worry about what people do or don't do. Sometimes folks won't show up. But know that God is there to help you, and there's nothing that man can do to you. Nothing. That means God is in complete control. So you don't have to focus on the medical report and what the doctor said. It might be a fact, but it's not the truth. The Bible says the word of God is truth. That's what the truth is. It's not about what man said or the doctor's report says or what the test says, but it's about what God says. So don't focus on those natural things. Don't focus on your finances because God won't fail you. This problem will not overtake you, but he will cause you to be an overcomer. He'll make a way out of no way. The songwriter says, and it's an old song, probably from the 70s or 80s, that while you're trying to figure it out, God's already worked it out. It used to be one of my favorite songs while I was playing choir in my grandma's back room and directing my cousins and my friends to sing the background for me. Yes, y'all, I did that. But God will give you strength. But I love that song because the part of the song that's repeated is Jesus will work it out. Oh, yes, Jesus will work it out. But we have to know that. No, God will give you the strength and the wisdom. Know that God will give you peace even in the midst of a storm. Know that it's God who validates you, not people. People don't validate you. But you just dare to trust God because he's got you. He's holding you in the palm of his hands. Make sure that you speak out that word out loud. Don't just read over it and see it with your eyes. But speak it so that you can hear it and then you speak it to remind yourself, to confirm, to affirm, to declare, because you have authority. Say out loud, I'm full of power. I am full of strength. I am determined. Nothing that I face will be too much for me today. And nothing that you're going to face will be too much for you today. And why is that? Because we have God on our sides. Say out loud, I will overcome every obstacle. It is a fact that you're going to have trials. Trials come. But know that you're going to overcome that obstacle. Know that you will outlast every challenge. Yes, you're going to have some challenges, but know that you're going to be the victor. Know that you're going to win. Know that you have the victory in Jesus' name. Know that you can and will come through every difficulty, and you're going to come out of it better than you were before. You're not just going to come out and be all dusty, but like the three Hebrew boys, you may go through the fire, but when you come out, you ain't going to smell or look like what you've been through. Praise God. I thank God I don't look like what I've been through. And we don't have to. You're going to be better than you were before, because you're going to come out with some wisdom and some knowledge. You're going to know how to do some things that you might not have known before. That was the purpose for this process. Don't worry about what you've been through or who left you or who hurt you. Know that because of that, you can move on with your life. You can get married again. You can get another job. You can have a child. But remember the things that you learned along the way. Old people say, I wouldn't take nothing from my journey. And God knows I wouldn't. Because at this stage in my life, I've done some things and I've learned some things. I have grown, praise God. So know that this journey that you're going through is only going to make you better. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, Psalms 24, and be ye lifted up, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? He is the Lord strong and mighty. He is the Lord mighty in battle. He has never lost a battle. So instead of walking around with your head down, saying, I don't know what I'm going to do. No, you need to wake up. Get up. Come on up. Speak up. Get up from where you are. I declare and I decree according to the word of God, not according to how I feel today. Not according to what happened at work. Know that every day that God gives you a fresh new supply of grace and wisdom and forgiveness, as Dr. Dotson mentioned. Just like every day, he gave the Israelites fresh manna. Now think about it. He didn't just rain down manna one time and they were supposed to eat that for the whole time that they were out there in the wilderness. No, he gave them fresh manna every day. And your question might be, well, Lord, how am I going to forgive this person? And they did this and they did that. And, you know, I don't know about this grace and wisdom thing, because I have done some things. But because God's mercies are new every day, because he gives us a fresh supply of grace every day, you ask God to forgive you and it's done. He doesn't remember it anymore. So you have to stop thinking about it. You have to stop thinking about what that other person did to you. You want to know how you're going to get through it? One day at a time. Just one day at a time. You may deal with something every day, but you just put one foot in front of the other and keep walking. Every day, God is giving you new mercy. Is that not an awesome God? So now remember, just like God forgives you, you have to forgive other people, because unforgiveness can be a hindrance for us also. And we've talked about this before on the show. Somebody might be listening and thinking, well, I'm just not that forgiving. I just keep it real. But you need to remember two things. One, of course, from Matthew 6 and 12, where Jesus gave us the model prayer. You have to remember, number one, that God forgives you as you forgive your debtors. As you forgive other people, God forgives you. So walking around in unforgiveness, you're only hindering yourself. Being mad at the rest of the world, you're only hurting yourself. You're not hurting them. But you can do it, because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Speak the word. Apply the word. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, from Philippians 4 and 13. When those Israelites were in the wilderness, I'm sure that as they were facing obstacles and having to go through battles, they were thinking, oh man, here we go again. But he gave them what they need when they needed it. And that's what God does for you. He gives you what you need when you need it. Think about it. He didn't just give them food and rain down manna. But when they were cold, he sent a pillar of fire. When they needed protection from the sun, he sent the clouds to cover them and shield them. He gives you what you need when you need it. So maybe right now you can't see how to overcome an obstacle or accomplish your dreams or forgive somebody that's hurt you. But no, when you get to that point, when you come to that juncture, God will give you what you need at the time that you need it. He already paid for it 2,000 years ago at Calvary. He'll give you the grace. He'll give you the strength. He'll give you the favor, and he will give you the forgiveness. He will show you how to forgive and move forward. You just have to do it. You just have to apply the word. For those that are truly in a situation right now and you have some circumstances going on and you're thinking, Prophetess Campbell, you don't understand. You have no idea what I'm going through. What you're going through is not a surprise to God. Bishop Walker says all the time, your situation is under divine observation. God is paying attention to you. And he has perfect timing that everything will turn out just right in his timing. Make this your confession. Remember, God, okay, I know that my situation is under divine observation. He knows your every disappointment. He knows your every loss. He knows your every challenge. But the good news is that your story ends in victory. You will be victorious. Your final chapter concludes with you fulfilling your God-given destiny. When you're going through, don't just stop there. You keep moving. Some of us need to just turn the page. Because this is just one chapter. It's not over. It's not over for you. Life is not over. Stop focusing on trying to figure out the why. Why did they do this to me? I don't know why they hurt me. But keep pressing forward. When you spend too much time on that, you're not focusing on the things of God. And then bitterness sets in and anger kicks in. Then you walk around pitiful with your head down. Then there's low self-worth and low self-esteem. No, you have got to turn the page, child of God. You stay in faith. You walk in faith. God has solutions for your every problem. His plan for your life will come to pass. The right people, the right breaks are already aligned for your future. You will fulfill your destiny. Believe me, it will work out. Declare Ephesians 3 and 20 over your life. God will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. Make that your declaration. The blessings of God will chase you down and overtake you. You will be in the right place at the right time. You're surrounded by the favor of God. Know that you are special and extraordinary to God. You're not average. Nothing about you is average. Look in the mirror. You have been custom made. You're one of a kind. You are God's masterpiece, his most prized possession. You need to hold your head up. And because of who God is, we need to be sure that he is at the forefront of our lives. He needs to be the most important person in our lives. And I give an example that my pastor gave years ago. He said, some of y'all be at church all the time when you don't have a boo. But soon as you have a boo, you won't even come to church on Sunday. You prayed to get married. And now you got somebody and you won't even come to church. No, God needs to be the most important person in your life. Because you can live with God and not having a boo. But you can't live with having a boo and not having God. Now you think about it. Who's most important? You put God first. Seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first the righteousness of God. We can't put a job before God. We can't put our children before God. We can't put our spouses before God. Nobody comes before God. Psychologists have said that our self-worth is often based on what we believe the most important people in our lives are saying or think about us. See, but the problem with this philosophy is that people can disappoint you, and they will. People can bring you heartache and pain. If all of your value in your mind comes from what these people say or think about you, a lot of times we worry about what our friends think. It's not about them. You need to know what God says about you. Because a lot of times with those friends, and it will eventually happen, they will let you down. But your true sense of value has to be based on what God says. It has to be based on what God has said about you. So if you learn to receive your value from God, then you will feel accepted. You will feel approved. You will feel redeemed. You will feel forgiven, confident, secure, and you'll feel valuable. You will know that you're loved, and you don't ever have to wonder again, well, nobody loves me, or nobody wants me, or nobody cares about me. You won't have to be stagnant. God is bringing you into new seasons of growth. Know that He has something better for you. He's opening doors. Know that God is going to do just what He said. So you use your words, not just to encourage yourself, but now we also have to remember to use our words to bless other people. Use those words to encourage other people. Now, why do I say that? If you use your words negatively, then you get just what you say. Think about it. But use your words in the positive to speak over your children, to speak over your spouse. Call it what you want it to be. Speak the favor and speak the victory over your family. Speak over your finances. Tell them that you're proud of them. Tell your kids and your mate that you love them. We don't just assume that somebody loves us. No, you need to tell us you love us. This helps you to release the blessings of God. Now, you can bless them or you can curse them. It's your choice. But use your words to be a blessing to other people. Women, look at your man and tell him, boy, you just the finest thing on two legs. Men, look at your woman and tell her she's beautiful. We want to hear that from you. Because Joe on the street is telling us on a regular basis. I just want you to know. But you need to speak those blessings. You need to speak that encouragement. Just remember, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Speak the blessings of God. The moment you get. Don't fall into the world system of, well, I'm just keeping it real. Okay, when you're keeping it real, that kind of language will keep you real. Real broke, real sad, real lonely, real depressed, and real bitter. Think about it. No, it's not about keeping it real. It's about speaking the truth. And again, the truth is the word of God. Have you ever noticed that the promises of God in the Bible are written in past tense? Think about it. In Ephesians, God says, I have blessed you with every spiritual blessing. In Colossians, He says, I have made you worthy. In Psalms, He says, I have surrounded you with favor as a shield. All of those are in past tense for my English majors. It's already happened. So what do you have to do now? You have to align yourself. You have to come into agreement with God. You may not be feeling blessed today. A lot of things may be coming against you in your family. You may be dealing with some things in your finances. You may be dealing with some things in your health. And your mind may be telling you, what's she talking about? I understand, you know, that's for other people. That's not for me. No, I'm really not blessed. She just don't know my situation. No, you have to be bold enough to stand up with your head high and your back straight. To say, God, if you say I'm blessed, this ain't about Prophetess Campbell, but God, if you say I'm blessed, then I believe I'm blessed. My checkbook might not be saying it right now. The economy may not be saying it right now. The medical report might not be saying it right now, but God, I know that you have the ultimate authority. And so since you say I'm blessed, I believe I am blessed. When you get in agreement with what God says like that, that's all you need. Stand up and make that your confession. Make that your declaration. God has already crowned you with favor. When you're in agreement with what he says, it allows him to release the promises that already have your name on it. Think about it. It's like a kid at Christmas time. The gifts are already wrapped up and in the attic with your name on them. But you just have to wait for that right timing. And the more you believe the Father, the more he'll bless you. The more you obey him, the more he'll bless you. The more you believe what he said, the more he'll bless you. The more you trust him and act like you trust him in your words and in your deeds, the more he will bless you. Because it's already happened. The word is already in past tense. It's already finished. When Jesus went to the cross, he said, "It is finished." It's already done in Jesus' name. Get in agreement with what God is saying about you, whether you feel like it or not. If you don't know a whole lot of scripture, write it down, research it, study it until you remember it. Put it in places where you can go back and look at it. Your blessings already have your name on it. Reprogram your mind. Activate that favor and activate those blessings that God already has aligned for you. Thank you all so much for listening, and God bless you to each of you. Especially to my callers who called in today, those who tried to get in and were not able to get through. I thank God for all of you. This has been Eve's Corner. If you'd like to donate, you can go to the donate button on the website, or you can write us at P.O. Box 16214, Jackson, Mississippi 39236. If you don't have a church home, you can stop by the Wordful Gospel Church at 3023 Percy V. Simpson in Jackson, Mississippi. God bless you and God keep you. Is my prayer. Amen.